Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
He charged me with resisting arrest.
Get that confidence in jail.
I object.
Hello, everybody. Remember me? I'm Lauren, the host of Allegedly Bravo, the podcast about celebrity lawsuits. You probably forgot, or you either forgot or you're just finding out about this whole shebang. But just for my wonderful, beautiful, loyal listeners who I'm just like so obsessed with and have done so dirty, I apologize. I have been MIA, missing in action, something that the military might call AWOL. Yeah, I was absent while leave W. I don't know what it means. I don't fucking know what it means. I didn't go to the military on purpose. I'm just not built for it. My bone structure is more for leisure. So anyway, I'm here now. Just to give you a little bit of an excuse as to why it's been months since you've heard from me. I've just not been in the headspace to speak into a microphone. Something that people don't tell you, or didn't tell me anyway, about practicing law is like, it's, first of all, it's so fun. Love it. Second of all, holy fuck, you guys. It's so hard. The next time you guys, I swear, the next time you hire an attorney and you're like, what the fuck? Like, what could possibly justify that hourly rate? Let me tell you, a lot can justify that rate. And whatever your attorney is charging you, they should charge you more. And you should be willing to pay it, because holy fuck, you guys. I'm having so much fun, but it is hard. You know, it's like adjusting to balancing not just my own personal life, but also the lives of all these clients who, like, I owe them my all, and I'm going to give them my all, but giving everyone 100% of me all the time, I've found, has left nothing for anybody else at the end of the day. And I'm sure I'm not like, this is not some unique feeling that I've had only. Everyone who's listening has probably felt like, yeah, I give so much to strangers. And like by the end of the day, you're probably pooped and you still have kids to take care of, or a husband to take care of, or a wife to take care of, or maybe parents or grandparents, or maybe you help the neighbor out. Who knows? I don't know. But all I'm going to say about how hard we all work is, first of all, everybody deserves a raise. They do. If you are listening to this, you need to go to your boss and you say, I need to make more money. I'm worth it. I give you everything and I'm worth it. And I agree. And I'll be in your corner. You want a letter of rec? You let me know. I will send a letter of recommendation in your favor saying, you know what? This person deserves a 4x raise. Let them say no. That's all I have to say about that. But anyway, my new job is going so well. I'm like so obsessed with it. And while I have not received a ring from George Glass, and at this point I'm like, should I just grow some whiskers and dye an old maid? I'm still holding out hope. So I don't have a ring from him, but my gorgeous, beautiful, stunning business partner gave me a key to the office, and it's a diamond ring. Oh, I mean, dead. It's the only ring I need. I'm happy. I don't know about George Glass. I think he could be happier by proposing, but you know, we're not here to put pressure. We're not here to put pressure. I'm not just a regular girlfriend. I'm a cool girlfriend. So no pressure to propose. But my little sister, who's 8 years younger than me, got engaged. And so I'm just kind of like, what's the deal? You know, what's the deal? Anyway, love the new job. Love the new firm. Love being my own boss. I almost can't imagine how I lived my life before this, like reporting to a man. I'll never do it again. I will never fucking do it again. By the way, everyone, cheers. If you're not driving, grab a cocktail, grab a mocktail, grab a Sleepy Girl mocktail, because we're going to go on a wild ride right here through Lizzo's anti-slap lawsuit. I have my martini. I also have my little shaker next to me because wouldn't you know it, I made too much. Wouldn't you know it? Who would do such a thing? Me. So we'll have some extra and I'm happy to pour you a glass, but settle in, grab your little bevy, whether it be a coffee, a Celsius, a water, a lukewarm water, some hot tea. It doesn't matter, but you need to hydrate. You need to give yourself a little drinky drink and put it in a cute cup. It's just like so much more fun to drink things when it's in a cute cup. So anyway, that's my advice to you. Moving on, Bravo recap. Okay, I know a lot of my listeners aren't Bravo fan girlies and boys, but we have some important news coming out. And that is that Ariana from Vanderpump Rules has asked the court to have her be removed from the lawsuit, the revenge porn lawsuit with Rachel. And Ariana's just like, you know what? I had nothing to do with this. I was an innocent bystander who was sent the revenge porn. And in that case, I would have to say, I agree with her. And you know what? Let judgment be entered accordingly. The gavel has smacked. Okay. The gavel smacks. All right. So everyone, just leave Ariana alone. I'm so over the Ariana hate. Like this whole season, everyone's like, oh my God, she needs to calm down. Like she needs to get over it. So what? People break up. Okay. First of all, I challenge you, listener who has uttered those words. If you haven't uttered those words, you can, I give you permission to put forth this challenge to your friends or foes who have uttered those words. Leave Ariana alone. Leave her the fuck alone. If you were stuck in a room with your ex who cheated on you with your friend and you didn't light the room on fire, I would say you deserve a Nobel Peace Prize. The fact that this woman is allowing an entire TV show to carry on with storylines, she told Sheena, he's not your friend. That's the truth. That's the truth. Tom Sandoval is not Sheena's friend. Period. Dot. End of story. So leave Ariana alone. And for those of you who are not trying to leave Ariana alone, my question to you is, are you trying to get popped or are you trying to get along? All right. So now there's all this breaking news. Speaking of leaving Ariana alone, we can't possibly leave her alone because there's actually some news in the press that The Something About Her trademark is actually owned by Chef Penny. So anyone who's listening to this who is not a Bravo fan is like, okay, what the fuck, Chef Penny? Something About Her? What's going on? It doesn't matter. If you don't know what's going on, it doesn't matter. Just skip forward. I would say skip forward 3 minutes. I will make sure actually right now I'll set a timer for 3 minutes. And if you skip forward 3 minutes right now, I promise you I will be starting the episode. Ready, go. Okay. For everyone who's like, okay, you know, Chef Penny actually owns the Something About Her trademark and it's in Chef Penny's LLC and Ariana and Katie have nothing to do with it, yada, yada, yada. Here's what. This is either one of two things. This is either the biggest nothing burger that ever, ever existed. And Ariana and Katie know that this is inside of a LLC that has nothing to do with them. Or this is the biggest issue of all time. So if you would have asked me on Monday, hey, Lauren, what do you think about the fact that Penny's LLC owns the Something About Her trademark? I would be like, okay, who cares? Like, lots of people own trademarks. It's not that uncommon for an LLC to own a trademark. And how do we know? Who are we to say that Ariana and Katie don't own part of the LLC? How do we know? I don't know. And so that's what I would say in regards to that. But then I watched this week's episode and Ariana and Katie were talking to Lisa Vanderpump. Oh my God, if you don't listen to the show, like, even just the words Lisa Vanderpump, it sounds fake. But that's a real woman who carries around dogs everywhere, which is only something we can all aspire to do, is be rich and carry around dogs everywhere. But regardless, Lisa Vanderpump was talking to the girls and, you know, Ariana and Katie, they told everybody, like, listen, we're like trying to divest from Chef Penny. They are almost like Chef Penny is doing too much. This was a Katie and Ariana thing, and now it's a Katie, Ariana, and Chef Penny thing. And like, all we wanted this woman to do was like figure out a pesto smear recipe. And, you know, what are you going to do? Sometimes people get a little caught up and they're like, oh, you want me to help you do a sandwich shop? Well, I'm actually really good at that. And so now all of a sudden I own it. I don't know. Here's what I think. It's one of two ways. Either it's going to go good or it's going to go bad. And so I'm just going to sit back and watch. And from here until we figure it out, I'm neutral. Actually, I'm not neutral. I'm team Ariana and Katie, but like, I don't know if their trademark is being held back. And in regards to the merch, like, we don't know how those proceeds are being spent. And if there's a lawsuit, then we will know. Okay. Second, quick, really fast before we catch up with the 3 minuters, the Valley is giving me life. It is Quintessential Valley. I'm obsessed. Okay. Welcome back to all of our 3 minute skippers. If you have skipped 3 minutes, I'm letting you know you chimed in at 3 minutes and like 5 seconds. So you did a really good job scrolling. All right. Before we get into the true meat and potatoes of the whole episode, we got to say the thing. All right. This is not legal advice. Okay. We're just having fun. You and me, we're just having fun. Everything that we're about to talk about either comes from one, a court order that was filed in the court of Los Angeles, specifically under court file number 23. Write this down. If you want to look up the documents without me posting them, write this down. Case number 23 SMC V03553. Okay. So I got this, which you can't see, from the court's website. And so everything we're going to be talking about is written by the court. And if it's not something written by the court, it's my opinion. All right. It's an opinion. It's not fact. And actually, Oh, this is an order, not an opinion. Either way. It's either from the court or it's my opinion. Okay. Now, even things the court says is alleged. So basically, I'm just doing this whole thing because Lizzo sounds very litigious. And like, quite frankly, like Lizzo, I'm just here like trying to chit chat with the girlies about what's going on. So please don't sue me. And also, you guys, this is not legal advice. Okay. Now that we have that all cleared up, and even the 3 minuters are like, I thought we skipped 3 minutes and now all of a sudden it's been 5 and we're still not talking about it. Okay, fine. Here we go. Let's talk about Lizzo. Okay, so for everyone who remembers, and for those of you who don't, Lizzo is being sued by a bunch of her backup dancers, backup, background, you know, the dancers who really are those who contribute to the show. Like, imagine if Lizzo was just up there with no one at all. Like, that's an Adele thing to do. Lizzo's putting on a show. Lizzo needs men and women doing the splits behind her, and that's that on that. So her backup dancers filed this complaint and sued her, and Lizzo was like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm actually going to file this special motion, and it's called an anti-slap motion. Okay. Anti-slap is like, it sounds so hard, like anti-slap. It's like, what does that mean? What the fuck does that mean, slap? And also it's slap with 2 P's, anti-slap. It's, I don't know. I hate when like the law does this. It's like, what is anti-slap? Let's just call it what it is. It's a motion to strike because whatever. So let's go in. Let's talk about what this is. So what's an anti-slap motion? Lizzo brings this anti-slap motion because she is saying that the charges that her backup dancers brought, I'm sorry, charges, the claims that her backup dancers brought in their complaint should not be allowed in the complaint, and the court should actually strike them, which means they don't exist anymore for purposes of the court. And Lizzo's like, the reason why the court should make these specific sentences disappear out of the court record is because I was exercising my freedom of speech. And it is not fair if I'm exercising my freedom of speech and someone else is offended. You don't just get to sue me. Like, being offended is not a lawsuit. And that's kind of what Lizzo's saying. She's like, I have this protected First Amendment right to put on a show, to create music, to put on a production, to put on a TV show, all of this stuff. This is my right protected by the Constitution, okay? And nothing is more protective than the Constitution. I'll tell you that right now. So according to the order that I'm reading from, in California, an individual is allowed to file a motion to strike when there is a lawsuit against them, and that lawsuit seeks to chill the defendant's freedom of speech. Okay. I think we all sing, if you guys don't know that, that's from Victorious. Anyway, or an interview about Victorious. Who cares? No one cares. But anyway, in California, someone is allowed to file a motion to strike when there's a lawsuit that seeks to chill their freedom of speech. Okay. So then you're thinking probably like, okay, and how do we know whether this chills the person's freedom of speech? Like, why shouldn't a defendant be allowed to sue someone for harm that comes out of them? By the way, in case you forgot, a lot of the allegations are really wild and crazy. And one of them is that Lizzo had allegedly had her backup dancers attend a sex show in Amsterdam at the banana bar. Okay. Where people were having bananas in their hoo-haws. And then somebody else was like, well, I need the potassium, and ate it. Okay. So on one hand, the plaintiffs are like, that's fucked up. That was fucked up that my boss made me watch some random stranger eat a banana out of another person's vagina. It's shocking. Maybe the word vagina shocked you. It should. It's shocking. But Lizzo, on the other hand, is like, well, as a creator, is it not my right to get inspiration? And that's what the court has to decide. So there's a two-step analysis that any court in California, okay, allegedly, will have to apply to determine whether this anti-slap motion that Lizzo has put forward should be granted. So first, the court decides whether defendant Lizzo, etc., has shown that the causes of action that the plaintiffs pled arise directly from a protected activity. Okay, so that means whatever comes out of the complaint that her backup dancers filed in court, that Lizzo has to tie to a First Amendment right. That's the first prong. Okay, it's a two-step analysis, two prongs. First prong, is there a protected activity that Lizzo was participating in that the causes of action came from? And two, if that's true and the court can find a connection between this activity of bananas from the vajayjay and First Amendment rights, then the court shifts the burden. And that means that instead of the defendant showing that their activity is protected, now the plaintiff has to show, the backup dancers have to show that they have a likelihood of prevailing on their complaint or AKA winning their lawsuit. So would the plaintiffs have any chance at all at winning this lawsuit, even if there's a protected right? Is there a possibility that the plaintiffs could win? Because if there's a possibility that the plaintiffs could win, that a jury could find that, hey, these backup dancers, they got a point, then the court can't strike that from the complaint because strike means disappear forever. So if the plaintiffs have told this whole story, which we went over a couple episodes ago about quiggles and the banane and the vajayjay and the urinating as a backup dancer during the audition, you know, if all of that is a protected speech and all of that could be true and could support a finding that all of this is what the dancers say it is, then the court's like, all right, well, if they would win, we can't strike it. If they can't win, we can strike it. But if there's a chance, we cannot strike it. The jury has to come to a decision. If a jury was requested, which it was, you can take my word for it. If a jury is requested. So, you know, the court has kind of a lot to think about and a lot to talk about. So Lizzo's request asked to strike most of the complaint. And when I say most of the complaint, let me just let you know exactly what she wanted struck. Struck or stricken, not too sure. But it's quite a bit. Okay, Lizzo asked the court to strike paragraph 12, 6 through 19, 21 through 25.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
35 through 39, 45 and 46, 48 through 51, 53, 55 through 57, 59, 64 to 65, 83, 92, 111 and 112, and 113. Lizzo says, get him out of there. We don't need these fucking paragraphs. This was my right and I should win. And then they say, and then Lizzo says, and also court, there are parts of other paragraphs that I want you to strike. And those paragraphs specifically are 34, 47, 73, 81, 84, 110, 126. So if you like line these all up on a number line, you're kind of left thinking like, okay, what's left of the complaint? I mean, they've asked to strike a majority of these paragraphs here. And the court would agree with you. In fact, the court said the allegations concern all 9 causes of action and can be split into general categories of wrongful conduct. If the motion is granted in full, the court believes there is nothing left in the complaint and an outright dismissal would be in order. So the court's like, listen, if I granted everything that Lizzo wanted, there'd be nothing left and the whole lawsuit would be done. If you're Lizzo, you're thinking, yeah, exactly. That's the point, Yolanda. Okay. And if you're the backup dancers, you're like, yeah, that's the point, Yolanda. We would like our lawsuit back. So the court's like, we're going to do a little bit of both. I'm going to strike some and I'm going to not strike some and you're going to like it. So here is what the court analyzed or what have you for the word. Point number one. Did this lawsuit arise from Lizzo's exercise of her freedom of speech? Did it? That's the question that we all have to ask. And the critical point that the court is looking at is whether the backup dancers' causes of action, whether all the things they allege Lizzo did wrong, was that based on an act that was in furtherance of Lizzo's freedom of speech? That's a good point. Lizzo has a lot to say about that, because if I'm Lizzo, I'm thinking, listen, I'm trying to put on a show here. And if you don't like it, you can skedaddle. And so Lizzo argues, listen, all of the acts in this complaint are based on my creative process. Every single thing we did here was so that I could put on a show in one form or the other. Any conduct that was in furtherance of my putting on a show is in furtherance of my freedom of speech. Okay. And besides that, anything that I do is a public issue or a public interest. And so it has to be protected. I have to be able to exercise my First Amendment right to speech when the public cares about what I have to say and the art that I create. Okay. And if I'm the court, I'm going, yes, sis, agree. 1000%, you put on your show. You do your little dance or your whatever the fuck, And that's your freedom of speech. And you should be able to do that. And if people want to participate in helping you exercise your freedom of speech and creating things that further your freedom of speech, by all means, go ahead. Do it. But then the court has to ask, well, like, does the public care? Lizzo says the public cares. Lizzo said, this is such an issue of public interest. Like, anything I do, the public cares about. Okay, well, the court can't just like take her word for it. I mean, it'd be nice, but the court also has to be like, okay, well, what's a public interest? What does it mean for the public to be interested in what you have to do? Does it mean the public has to benefit from it, that they have an interest financially in it, or that they care? Like, let's define the word interest. And that is exactly why I like the law. It's because it's like the epitome of, what did you mean by that? What did you mean when you said interest? What did you mean by that? Prove it. And I don't know. I like to live in that sort of category of like, well, when you said interest, like, what did you mean? And, you know, maybe that's why I'm not engaged. But, you know, we do what we can to survive. It's a long life and it's also very short and we don't want to get bored. So the court goes, what's a public interest? First, we look at the content of the speech. You know, what is she saying? What is she doing? What is this protected thing creating? Is she creating a song? Is she creating something that creates speech? Or is it just her and the girlies hanging out back at home and she's like, watch them eat this banana out of a JJ nap. You know, because if it's like that, it's like, okay, well, that's a little aggressive. But if it's like, will you please come with me and watch this woman eat a banana from a vajayjay? Because I think we could do something like this in my show. I think we could really become inspired. That's different. And then the court goes, okay, what relationship exists between this speech and public conversation? That's a great question. Well, listen, I'm not on anyone's side here, but I would just say the fact that I'm doing an entire podcast episode, sitting down, taking to the mic, and putting my thoughts, words, and opinions out forever for the entire internet to hear and talk about, I think that demonstrates there is a public conversation. And whatever Lizzo is doing to create anything that has anything to do with other people, that is a public interest. That is a public concern. You guys are listening. I'm listening. I'm talking about it. We're Googling it. A lot of you are going to ask me for a copy of the order and I'm going to give it to you. So the relationship between the speech, which I hate when the law does this. It's like, okay, yeah, it's called freedom of speech, but also like you don't have to say anything, you know, and still speech. You don't have to say anything. It's just like the idea. And that's also, I think, why I like being an attorney, because it's like, okay, well, just because I said speech doesn't mean I have to talk. And so shut up. And that's exactly why we go into this field. But the relationship between Lizzo putting on this show, putting on rehearsals, putting on, you know, I mean, I don't even know what else, whatever else it takes to create her image, likeness, art, all of that, every single thing that she does in furtherance of her freedom of speech, I'm talking about it on the internet, and I'm not the only one, because a lot of people are talking about it on the internet. There's websites, websites are talking about it, you guys. Like E! News is talking about it. So Lizzo says, and Lizzo agrees with me, and I kind of agree with her. This all came from a TV show. Lizzo says, I'm famous, you guys. Okay, whatever, you're the backup dancers. I'm famous. I have a snowplow in Minnesota named after me, a.k.a. Blizzo. And it's because she's a Minnesotan. And as a new, you know, 3-year-old Minnesotan, you know, I support Blizzo. And she's right. What, she's famous. She is famous to the point where there is a snowplow named after her. Think about any circumstance that might have to happen for a snowplow to be named after you. And I'm not trying to say that to like make you feel bad about yourself. Like, you're a queen icon legend, king icon legend, and I support you, but like, where art thou, snowplow? You don't have one. Lizzo does. So it's a public interest. Everything she does is a public interest. Her concerts, television shows, statements. Someone's going to talk about it. It's in the public. People care. But the backup dancers say, okay, whatever. Just because you're a celebrity doesn't mean that everything you do interests the public. Just because you're a celebrity doesn't mean that you get to require me to go to a sex show and the public has an interest in that. The public doesn't have an interest in cast meetings. The public doesn't have an interest in cast outings. They don't have an interest in the prayer group. And I'll tell you what, the court said, well, I agree. That's true, Lizzo. You might be a celebrity and all, and that's great. And you have a snowplow and what have you, but nobody really cares what's going on in your meetings. And that's because nobody cares what's going on in their own meeting. But then the court also says, but yeah, okay. Yeah, I kind of agree with you. Nobody has an interest in cast meetings and outings and prayers. Like, no one's peeking into my law firm and going like, oh my God, we all need to talk about what Lauren and all of her coworkers did when they went to San Diego. You know, that's true. But the court goes, but when the issue's Lizzo's cast meetings, okay, someone's a fan. When it's Lizzo's cast meetings, outings, and prayer groups, and so on and so forth, while on tour, that's different because she is a celebrity and that's going to elevate mundane issues, meetings, whatever, fittings, prayer groups, all of those silly little things that gets elevated because Lizzo is a celebrity. We all care. And I'd have to say, you know, I kind of agree with the court. Like, much like the court, I'm also a fan of Lizzo. And so I do care what's going on. I do care what happened at her cast meetings. I do care what happens on her prayer groups. And we're going to talk about it. And like, thousands of you are going to listen. And then thousands of you are also going to talk about it. So, as you know, I'm impartial. I'm acting like the court here. Like, I'm here for everyone. I'm here for your First Amendment right. I'm here for your right to not be sexually assaulted at work. I'm going to pretend I'm the court and I'm just going to make a decision. And in this instance, what I'm saying is I agree with the court. I do agree that, yeah, while a cast meeting is irrelevant for literally like myself and for you, no one cares what's going on in your meetings. Nobody cares. It's Lizzo. We care. People tune into her TV shows. So that satisfies that. So then the court's like, okay, we get it. People care. So what does it mean to have an act that furthers the creative process? Well, this is kind of long-winded because the court will look at each cause of action that the plaintiffs have brought, all the allegations, and they say, okay, allegation one, well, is this in furtherance of the creative process? So then the court went line by line by line, and they're like, okay, first of all, plaintiffs said that Lizzo created an environment of sexual harassment, and they failed to protect Lizzo and her company, failed to protect their workers from the sexual harassment. The dancers claim that Lizzo and all her Lizzolies forced these people to participate in a nude photo shoot. So they were forced to participate in a nude photo shoot. They were forced to participate in the show at the Banana Bar and the Crazy Horse. And they were forced to listen to, and you remember her quite well, Miss Quiggles And her religious comments about everyone's virginity and sexuality and making sexual gestures and et cetera and so forth. Okay. And then the dancers are like, oh yeah. And the cherry on top of all of this with the sexual harassment and Miss Quiggles and the nude photo shoot is the fucking bus driver and the fucking crew members that were male. They also sexually assaulted us. Okay. Paints a total picture of like, this is a dangerous work environment. You mean to tell me that these men and women are, these people are going into their place of business and then their boss is coming up to them and being like, oh, you're a virgin? I would die. Because first of all, I'm obviously not. I listen to Call Her Daddy. Just kidding. We don't need to talk about that. Okay. Claims 3 and 4. This is when the plaintiffs are like, listen, there was religious harassment. The Quigs got all up in my grill about my religion and my sexuality. And then Miss Quiggles made us all hold hands and participate in a prayer ceremony. And that's ridiculous. And then as a reminder, their fifth claim was racial discrimination. And this is important because, well, everything's important, but this is especially important because you're going to want to dog ear this, or I think that's what you call it, dog ear, where you like put the corner of your book, the page of your book down and you bookmark it. You got to dog ear this because what the plaintiffs say is there were statements made by the defendants, Lizzo and her company and Quiggs, that really disparaged the Black members of the dance squad and said that the Black members of the dance squad were lazy, unprofessional, and had a bad attitude. Okay. But only to the Black members of the dance squad. Claim 5, you're going to want to remember. Okay. Okay. Claim 6, they go, okay, also there was like a disability discrimination because the one backup dancer said, I had anxiety. I have really bad anxiety and I can't do things as well as people who don't have anxiety can do things. And the whole re-audition process made me feel like I could not leave the stage and leave this audition to pee. And instead, this person said, I had to pee my pants. Let that, no pun intended, soak in. This person had to pee their pants, not just by themselves either. They had to pee their pants in front of all the other people who wanted their job just as bad as they did. And then like, okay, so imagine you're at a group interview. Okay, we've all had it where you're applying for a job and you need to meet with the whole C-suite and like the CEO and the CFO and the CPA and the CP3O or whatever the fuck. They're all like, well, we all need to talk to this person so that we can make sure that everyone's part of a team, even though we don't even know how to check our email, which is what happens. So you're in front of all those people, all right, at your job interview. Not only that, but all the people you're competing with who also want that job, they're all in the room with you. And you're all being interviewed at the same time. This isn't just a group interview where it's like, okay, there's one of me, there's four of you. You're all going to ask me questions and I'm going to do my best. And it's not the group interview where it's like, okay, there's five of you, there's three of us. We're all going to kind of do our best while also kind of competing. This is like, you had this job and now you are going to have to reapply to this job along with everybody else. And you're going to have to prove to us why you should continue having your job and why we shouldn't give it to somebody we just met. Okay. So if that was me, I would be like, yeah, I obviously cannot leave this room because Sally is going to beat me and Sally can leave the room, but I can't leave the room. So this woman said, I have to go pee. But this is where I have to go. And so she peed her pants or her leotard or whatever. And either way, it's awful. And then she also says that Lizzo said that because this woman gained weight, it was grounds for termination. Okay, imagine you go to work and your boss is like, wow. Wow, Bethany. It looks like you went a little heavy on the hors d'oeuvres at the business function the other day. And so you should have had the salad, but instead you had the, you know, mushroom croutes with the butter and the comté cheese, you know, and the puff pastry. And so you got a little fat. And maybe you're on your period and you're a little bloated. Either way, you're fat. You're fat and I'm going to fire you. Okay. I can solemnly swear that I will never fire anyone for being overweight or even 1 pound different than they were when they got hired. But that's not the nature of my business. Lizzo's like, the nature of my business is how these people look. I have a vision. They don't meet the vision. They're out. My vision is 5'7", 130 pounds. This person is 5'7", 330 pounds. They're out. So those are the arguments. And then as we know, the plaintiffs go on by saying, you know, Lizzo also interfered with our ability to make money at other times because she put me on a soft hold and said, you're not allowed to work for anybody else. If you want to work for me, you're on hold. Okay. No money, nothing, but you can, if you want to dance for Lizzo, you're only going to dance for Lizzo. And it makes me think about the whole drama between Taylor Swift and Katy Perry, where I believe it was Taylor Swift was going on a tour and had a bunch of backup dancers and was like training them. They were practicing. And then Katy Perry was like, you should come on my California Girls tour because we're going to wear cupcake bras and we're going to lay in cotton candy clouds. And Taylor's not going to do that. Okay. She's washed up. And so the backup dancers joined Team Katy, which, like, if you told me, all right, you're either going to do a snake theme or we're going to sit on cotton candy and we're going to eat cupcake boobies, I would do the second. I would sit on the flower or the cloud and eat cupcake boobies. Why not? So claim 8 is that the backup dancers claimed that Lizzo made some statements and made some actions that actually constituted assault. So this boss of these people actually assaulted her employees. And the employees are like, listen, we may dance for you, but that does not mean you may abuse us. That's a good point, if you ask me. Claim number 9. This one is wild. If you don't remember, go back a couple episodes. And it talks about how one of the dancers was actually confined, okay, locked up, hashtag locked up abroad, hashtag locked up by Lizzo, by tour management until they confirmed that this person deleted a video from their phone. This is a 2-part episode. The second part is already up on the feed, so go head over there and you can find out what happened with Lizzo and the Quigs and the poor backup dancers.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.